That's the first and foremost thing we got to do is score more points. In 2 weeks, to end the season, you can't score 7 points. Not when you have a playoff berth on the line. Definitely can't do that.
Looking back on it, knowing what was at stake, could you have even imagined you would, you know, lay two eggs like that at the end of the season?
Nah, not at all. I don't think nobody in here on this team will feel like we'll be doing exit meetings today. Definitely a bad feeling, one we got to make sure we don't feel again.
Mike, how would you describe the month of December? You guys had some quality wins and some hurtful losses.
Yeah, up and down. That's something you definitely can't do in December when you're trying to make a run. You got to be consistent, especially in December.
Mike, how would you describe your connection, your chemistry with Brian? It looked like it was getting better as the season progressed. I know the deep ball still.
It got better intermediate-wise. Like you said, definitely got to get the deep ball going. That's a lot of big plays, touchdown, motivation. That's a lot of everything in those plays that we can't leave out there. You know, that's the difference between winning and losing some of those games.
Is that something you feel that more work in the offseason, timing-wise, that you can
Yeah, for sure. We got to get that. We have to take care of that. Like I said, that's a lot of touchdowns we're leaving out there.
If you had to put your finger on it, what do you think just happened, you know, especially towards the end?
I don't know. Honestly, we just didn't make enough plays. We scored. What happened was we scored 7 points in 2 weeks to end the season out when we had a playoff berth on the line. That's what happened.
Mike, oftentimes when things go bad, players are held accountable. Do you think coaching staff might be held accountable as well?
Everybody has to be held accountable, especially when you're doing, you know, things like I said, 7 points in 2 weeks to go in to for a playoff berth, fighting for that. Everybody has to be accountable, no matter who it is.
Mike, at any point in the season, did you or your teammates ever lose confidence in Mike Sherman's play calling?
Nah, not at all. I think Coach Sherman put us in a lot of great situations. One, we could have did a better job executing. You know, it's easy to blame a coach for the situation. But at the end of the day, we the ones out there playing. We the ones needed to execute the plays. I think he did a good job putting us in situations, and we got to handle them better.
It's safe to say that you were more satisfied with the play calling towards the end of the season. I know at the beginning of the year,
definitely. I think everybody naturally, for the most part, gets better as the season goes on. Players and coaches. I think at the beginning, you know, you're not as good as you want to be, and as the season goes on, you get better. And I think that that goes for everybody.
What are your plans? What are your plans for the offseason? How much are you going to be here? Do you think?
Probably go home. Right now, maybe next week or something for a little while. Start working out maybe 2 weeks, and I'll be back and forth between here and Houston.
Like when you look at the season as a whole, I know yesterday you said 8-8 felt like a losing season. A day later, if you take a bigger picture at it, what do you feel?
Same way. I don't feel like this is a good season, average. It's a losing season to me if you're not in the playoffs. We're not one of those guys, so we have to go back and watch other teams continue to play football. So to me, that's definitely a losing season.